This is Chris Albert, and I'm here to remind you of one thing. Someday, you're going to die. Now, that's not some morbid statement or scary idea. It's solid fact. Your time here on this earth is limited. And you need to be reminded of this as much as possible for one simple reason. To live your best life while you can. This is the Warrior Soul Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Warrior Soul Podcast. You know, I was out training this morning. It's about 6 a.m. right now. I got up at about 4:30, did some PT, and I was thinking about my past and my childhood. You know, when I was born, my family didn't have a whole heck of a lot. My mom was a single mom by the time I was 2 years old. And we didn't have much, but she worked her butt off for me and my sister. And she did everything she could to give us whatever she could. But as a kid, you know, not having my dad around, I wore it on my shoulder. And I wore it on my shoulder because it was very apparent that I didn't have a lot of male guidance around me. You know, I was very uncoordinated, very unathletic. I didn't really know how to throw a baseball, right? I couldn't throw it in a straight line. It would veer off far to the left or the right. When I ran like a duck. And I think back about it now and I laugh about it. You know, it's almost funny to me right now. But back then, as I remember it, it was crushing my soul. You know, I didn't want to be like that. And it wasn't until I was a teenager that I discovered that I could change that. I could change that through training. I could change that through physical exercise. I could change my body. And by changing my body, I was also able to change my perceptions of myself. You know, for about a year prior to boot camp, I would practice running in a straight line because I didn't want to look like a duck in front of the drill instructors. I didn't want to run like a duck in front of them. And I remember putting everything I could into training. And prior to that, I had already started lifting weights and I got strong for football and I got strong for wrestling. And thinking about that this morning, it put this thought in my head. You know, I wasn't born with any talent. And, you know, I don't have much athletic talent today, you know, as compared to professional athletes or anything like that. But I have been able to become strong, right? I competed in powerlifting. I served as U.S. Marine. I, you know, was able to do a whole lot. And the reason why I was able to do that wasn't because of any God-bestowed talent or God-bestowed measures. It was because God gave me will. He gave me the will to push forward. He gave me the will to make myself better. And so when I do pray, and yes, I do pray, I don't pray for things to come out correct for me. I don't pray for things to magically happen for me. I pray for the will. I pray for the will to survive the tough times ahead, because I know there's going to be tough times. I pray for the will to keep me in line in pursuing everything that I want to do and keeping me on my mission. You know, a lot of us, as we go through life, we get ourselves into situations that we think we can't get out of. right? We put ourselves in places where we have little inspiration to live out our purpose, to do the things we've always wanted to do. But the fact of the matter is that a lot of these things, they just take a little bit of will to instill in your life, right? And it doesn't have to be, you know, anything big on a daily basis. A lot of us will look at these goals we have. If you want to own a business, if you want to advance in your career, if you want to start a new job that you've always wanted to do, a lot of us, we look at the top of the mountain and we say, that's where we've got to be right now. But these things start in small steps, little tiny chunks. You know, if you're thinking about doing a Spartan race and you haven't trained in a long time, start by getting up and walking a few miles every day. And once you do that for a little bit, you know, turn that walk into a run. All right. And once you've run a mile, try running a mile and then stopping and doing some push-ups. And then, you know, add a little bit to that. Try running a mile and a half, and then every half mile, stop and do some burpees, you know? And eventually that can go up to 3 miles. You know, eventually you could get yourself up to the point where you can compete in a Spartan beast. And that's how you start. But instead, a lot of us would look at the 12-mile Spartan beast and say, you know what? We could never do that. I could never do that. And that's just not the case. You know, if you're listening to this right now and you've got two arms, two legs, or even if you don't, and you've been thinking about it, because I've seen people do some amazing things without all their limbs. But if you're a perfectly healthy person and you've got your mind, there's a whole lot you can do. Now, I'm not saying you could go and compete in the NBA. I'm not saying that you can be an NFL player or you know, any professional athlete. But you can do great things with your life. And I know that if you're listening to this podcast right now, there's a part of you that really does want more, that really wants to improve yourself, that wants to become stronger, that wants to put your life into a better place. So start by bringing out a plan of small things you're going to do every single day. Like I said, if that's a race, you know, you can do walk small distances and do some exercises. If that's building a business, start to outline your business idea and work on it an hour every day. And then down the line, you can find a little bit more time in your schedule to put into it. You find pieces of time to put into it. Maybe you wake up an hour earlier. Maybe you spend an hour after work and you put the time in necessary in order to make happen what you want to have happen. Reason why I say this is again, you never know what the plan is for you. You don't know when this life is going to be over. It can always happen in an instant. Tomorrow is never promised today. Start. Just start getting after what you want. And at the end of your life, whenever that happens, at least you won't be left with the regret that you didn't try. That's all I got for this week's Warrior Notes, guys. I hope that you found this informative. If you have found it informative or helpful, maybe it wasn't so informative, but maybe more helpful than informative, please let us know. You know, share these episodes out with people who can use them and rate us a review up on iTunes. It really helps to spread word about the show. We're on a quest to help veterans to live the best lives that they can. And whether they're veterans or not, anything can apply. to anybody who listens to this podcast, but you know, we're on a focused mission to help the U.S. military veteran community get out of the tendencies toward what we've seen over the last decade and a half. This show would not be possible without the good people at F-Bomb Nutrition. And so, you know, go over there and check out their amazing macadamia nut butters. They mix them up with chocolate. They mix them up with sea salt. They mix them up with pecan butter. And you can get 20% off of your first order of F-Bombs or their new cheese snacks. And you use the code WARRIORSOUL at www.droppinfbomb.com. And like I said, you'll get 20% off your first order. Thank you guys. And I'll be talking to you again this Monday. We've got on Mr. Adam Kokesh, Libertarian candidate for not president of the United States.